Right, so my topic is wisdom. I did give my talk a title, so it's called The Path of the Buddha's Delight. The Path of the Buddha's Delight. And I was thinking, well, in terms of our study and in terms of the momentum of this passage, we've reached an absolutely crucial moment. You may not realize it going out in the sunshine this morning, but we've reached an absolutely crucial moment. And just to quote where we've got up to, in circumstances like these are our mothers. Think of their state and then generate the excellent Bodhi mind. So we've been called upon to respond to universal suffering and from a deep, quite intimate connection, all beings, and all beings are our mothers and all beings are suffering. And because the bodhicitta has touched us, we're at the point where we're realizing this and we're beginning to respond. And also, I think, in terms of the development of this passage, we're at the point where we think, how can I do it? Can I really do it? I'm not big enough to do it. Or if I do it, will I just make a mess of it? So there's that sense that we've walked in on something bigger. You know, we started something and the job has got much, much bigger than we expected. So we're looking at our response to the nature of suffering. We've been moved, we've been touched deeply, we want to help. And it could be by someone very close to us. We've seen our friend in tears on the stairs. It could be suffering that we've witnessed. We've seen a teenage mother in a supermarket dealing with her screaming child. And there's more than one experience of suffering there, which is often the case. Or these days we're so exposed to all the nature of suffering in the world. You know, on our television screens we've seen the one-legged man in Baghdad. What do we do? And then Vajratara raised also just that overall sense of people not living in accordance with their potential. So the task is big. The project is huge. We're quite small. What do we do? So we feel our own limitations. And we know we've got to go further. We've got to train to do it. Now, it's our dilemma. It's also the dilemma of the future Bodhisattva. And at the archetypal level, we have the myth of Avalokiteshvara, or the future Avalokiteshvara, also confronted with the suffering of the world till he couldn't bear it. And in his case, that in the case of that being, his head split, he developed 1,000 arms as a response, and his tears formed the lake from which Tara was born. So the Bodhisattva arrived in response to suffering and the response experienced at a crucial moment. So I'm going to look at the pattern of the verses. Some of them are quite complicated. And that takes us into the area of insight and wisdom, the nature of conditionality, the nature of emptiness, how we hold those two together. The fulfillment of our path, and then we need to remember that all of this is the Buddha's delight. And after that, we can have a cup of tea. So the text is a bit convoluted, I've done my best, but it's also really exciting because it's about our place in the world, what it is, what it could be, what we are, what we could be.